Hey, thanks for joining The Broken Dead today. We are talking The Walking Dead, Season 10, Episode 3. And we've got some news, teasers, and speculation about what's to come for you. This is The Broken Dead. Hey guys, this is Dylan.
And I'm Lydia.
This is Quinn.
And we just want to say thanks for joining us today. Whether or not you're new to the show or if you're returning, we're glad to have you along for the ride, and we hope that you'll join us live on YouTube every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please like and subscribe and hit the bell icon.
Ding.
So that way you know when we drop a new video. Podcast listeners, please leave us 5 stars in your podcast app or check us out at the website. Actually, not or. And check us out at the website at www.broken.pictures.com.
All right. And don't forget to check out the FOMO show where we discuss the top three in pop culture every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time right here on YouTube. That's our other show, by the way, in case you missed that point.
Yeah. And just so you know, we are about to get into some spoiler territory. I mean, if you haven't watched the episode, shame on you, maybe. But this is your only warning. This is the spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
For episode 3 of the Walking Dead.
Both. Yeah, we are spoiling The Broken Dead, too, because we're going to talk about it.
I don't know about y'all. I'm spoiled.
So is there any news to cover this week? Any newsworthy things?
I'm kind of hitting the Skybound site real quick. If you don't know, Skybound is it's Robert Kirkman, the creator of the comic. That's his company. So I'm kind of seeing if there's anything on here, and I'm not really seeing anything. We've been out of town all weekend, so that's why we're a little bit late. We're literally like running. I was coming back from my brother's house to visit with my mom and them and get Ghost, our dog, back because they dog sat for us over the weekend. He was a punk, but he did all right.
That's good.
Better than last time, maybe. I don't know. Anyways, moving on. So the only thing that I've really seen, I haven't had it. We literally stayed somewhere. There was no service at all. So we couldn't really do a whole lot of research or anything on downtime, which was nice, to be honest. It was pretty nice to get away from everything. But the only thing I'm really seeing is that now on AMC Premiere, they've got extended episodes. And it seems like they don't actually release that until the episode itself airs on AMC, maybe? Because we watched like the regular episode. What time did you watch it?
This morning. Extended episode this morning.
Really? Yeah. How did I miss that?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So I don't know. I mean, it might just like release that Sunday morning. So maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. Yeah, I haven't seen it before. And the other times I've watched it were like Friday and Saturday. Mm-hmm. So this is the first time I watched it on a Sunday.
Hmm.
Yeah. So maybe that's it.
Yeah.
But it seems to be a new thing for episode 3. I don't remember seeing that at all for the other two.
Same.
So there's something there. If you guys watch it on Premiere and you watch it 48 hours early, you can watch extended episodes now.
Don't know what the extra was.
The only thing I kind of played it in the car while I was just listening to it as I was driving over here. No, I wasn't watching it. I was watching the road. But the only thing that seemed to be different up until I got to where the confrontation with Alpha, the only thing that I heard that was different was Gabriel asking Rosita to stay at the house.
Oh, really?
So we've gone from Carl stay at the house to Judith stay at the house, Henry stay at the house, or no, Henry stay at the house. Then was it Judith stay at the house? Now it's Rosita stay at the house.
Rosita stay at the house. Yeah. Please.
Rosita.
Oh.
So, but yeah, that's the only news I'm seeing right now. There might be more. I'm sure there's more. I just haven't had time to get into it. So if you see anything that's newsworthy, let us know. Hit us up in the comments below. Send us a tweet or whatever.
All of the above.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess we can go ahead and get on into this episode.
Okay. Well, I'm going to rate it
Oh, yeah, that's right. We can rate the episode first.
Yeah. I'm going to rate it 8 bloody crowbars out of 10. just because for one, I really like Negan in this episode. And I felt like it showed a bit more of the weight everybody else is feeling when it comes to the whispers and like knowing that they're actually back. Cause Michonne, like the second is like when it was horde after horde after horde coming, she's like, all right, she, I guess, knows that we crossed the borders and this is her. And like everybody thought it was just Alpha. And Negan said it best. Can I cuss? Do we cuss on here?
Well, if they said it on the show, we can say it on here. It's whatever the show is rated, okay. That's what this is rated.
Everybody got their shit and pants on. Yeah. So, all right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to rate the episode 8 ghosts out of 10 because the episode was called Ghost. Yeah. And I feel like we saw a lot of ghosts this episode. Would definitely say it was going to be one of the better episodes throughout the season, I think. It was really full of substance. and then I had another comment about it that I forgot. So naturally,
we'll get into discussion here in a little bit. So
yeah, I'll probably remember then.
I'm going to give it 9 fleas on a farm dog. Fleas on a farm dog. So, yeah, I thought it was a really good episode. I'm thoroughly enjoying the character development that is happening and that it's happening widespread and not just in a select couple of characters. Mm-hmm. so yeah, I like what she's doing. I like how, I'm sorry, the showrunner. Is the cat scratching?
Two-Face quit. Yeah.
What's she scratching at?
The carpet.
Two-Face. Our cat is in here because she's missed us all weekend. No. So She's been really lovey-dovey.
And before you call animal control, she had a 2-pound thing of food and running water and a clean litter box. And we left the heater on for her.
Can't imagine what our water bill is going to look like.
Yeah. Okay. So don't even worry about it. If anything, she probably gained another pound this week.
She is spoiled.
Oh, wow.
I love how, like, so there's like psychological stories and then there's sociological stories. I like how they're balancing the psychological, especially this one, with what's happening as a group with the communities and the ones that are at odds with each other. And it's not just one trick pony where you've got, okay, where they're doing this again. It feels different, even though, okay, we're going up against this again, you know?
Yes.
So it feels different, even though they've basically just changed out the characters, you know, with the whispers with Negan now, and Negan's on their side. But yeah, so I like what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's do this episode description and then we'll get on to the discussion.
No cussing.
Episode 3, Ghosts. The threat of the Whisperer's return leads to paranoia sweeping across. Oh my gosh! All right, leads to paranoia sweeping over Alexandria. In the meantime, Carol battles with the need for revenge. Yeah, don't know why I was tripping over words.
There's a lot of commas and semicolons in this description. So
yeah, that's true. Okay. I want to touch on that a little bit about Carol's battles with the need for revenge. I almost didn't catch that when she had the book in her hand and that she turned into the pancake lady, that all the kids were her kids with their throat slit.
Yeah.
Almost didn't catch it.
I love that.
Yeah.
Leaning into the horror element.
Yeah.
That, like the psychological thing. Because they've dealt with, okay, so like Rick's seeing Laurie, you know, like losing his mind. And Carol's kind of seen stuff before, back when she was trying to leave or whatever before she met Ezekiel. Mm-hmm. And then was it Bob that was the alcoholic?
Yeah.
So they've dealt with substance abuse and like Psychosis before, I guess. But this was really, and I meant to ask my sister-in-law is a nurse, and I meant to ask her, it's like, okay, what could she be taking? Because it doesn't look like Nodos or anything like that. No. It's in a prescription thing. And those were some fat pills, man.
I don't know what she was taking.
Like horse pills.
I don't think adrenaline comes in a pill form, but I thought that may what it could have been, but I don't know what it was.
I mean, you think some apocalyptic ecstasy wouldn't look like that? I mean, what else could she... I mean, she's taking something to get something with caffeine in it.
Yeah.
She said it's coffee.
Yeah. It's like, but I mean, it's obviously more than the coffee because you don't have to have a prescription for coffee.
No.
Well, I mean, you never know what it could be, but...
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that whatever it is causing the hallucinations or anything. It's one, just her normal side of the brain that she's working with right now, plus lack of sleep.
Yeah.
I don't think it's like whatever pill she's on.
Yeah. I loved the whole fake wake up thing.
That was
amazing.
That
I love that.
My dad was never a truck driver. I was like, oh no.
And then it rings again, like, and the pills are in her hand again, and you're just like,
nope.
Is she Bill Murray? Is she gonna wake up again? Am I gonna get it one more time?
Yeah. Second time, she's like, I'm not throwing this. I'm gonna take this.
She's like,
well, the alarm went off again, so I thought maybe they were gonna wake her up again or whatever.
Yeah.
Or maybe it did.
It was really trippy, though.
The whole thing is a dream.
Right, exactly. It's not Rick in a coma. It's Carol in a coma.
Bum, bum, bum.
I can't.
And Alpha's her other personality.
Alpha's the nurse.
She is. She's actually Sybil. And these are just her different personalities.
Yeah, Carol's like one of those crazy old people that thinks the nurse is out to get her.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's why.
So this past weekend, my first day of work was yesterday.
I guess.
I checked in a lady to the museum, and
he just had a baby. That's why he had some actually paternity leave, which was really cool.
It was 6 weeks off. I forgot I had a job. But I checked in a lady to the museum, and she talked just like Alpha.
Really?
Same same cadence, same accent.
Where is she from?
Everything. She was from Georgia.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was like, well, maybe it is accurate then.
Wow. See, I've never been to Georgia, so I can't speak for. I mean, I obviously, like, that's like the old Georgia, you know.
I've been to Georgia several times. No, I haven't ran anybody that talked like that. I was in the city, though. That's the thing. Mm. So I bet if I went to like one of the rural part of Georgia's in a disguise, I would have ran to somebody that talked like that.
Maybe. Yeah.
So I want to touch on this just real quick. It looks like possibly she could be taking a prescription called modafinil. I'm definitely not saying the right. It says the time shifting drug modafinil improves memory, enhances one's mood, alertness, and cognitive powers. The drug has a smoother feeling than amphetamines and enables the user to stay awake and alert for 40 hours or more.
Wow.
Oh,
why would you need that?
I mean, if you're Carol and it's in the apocalypse.
Yeah.
And I mean, it even kind of could be similar to the pill in the pictures.
Oh, yeah, she was taking one of those horse pills.
Yeah. So, I mean, there are prescription drugs out there that help you stay awake. I don't know what doctor would write it. Definitely Dante, because he's a creepo.
But Dante kind of redeemed himself this episode.
Yeah, the only reason they creeped him out was that this redemption story would actually mean something, because otherwise it would have fell flat, I felt like.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to keep talking about Carol for a second.
It totally makes sense, though, that he's a vet, like, because I've met some...
What do you understand about I want to keep talking about Carol?
Oh, my bad.
We don't get to that in a second.
Okay.
I'm trying to pay for some of my stuff over here. Goodness gracious. If you double-click the side button on the iPhone, it pulls up your credit card and tries to pay for stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
I really liked how at the end, because you're so confused about what's real and what's not real, that the Whisperer was obviously in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they kind of connected that. Was that Gamma? It kind of seemed like maybe it was Gamma.
No,
well, the way the mouth was.
Because Gamma's got these huge eye holes, you know.
The way the mouth was, there seemed like a dip in it, like maybe similar to Gamma's. I was just super confused.
Maybe they ran out of mass.
But, I mean, like, how do you battle people in walker outfits? You put a walker in a walker outfit.
Right. I know. That was super like creepy. When it woke up, I was like, bruh.
Oh.
Are how do you tell? Whispers going to think that it's a person?
And then
in their thing, and it's going to take out the whispers.
And that's their war. That's how they're going to get the war started. Because
they think that they did it, which Carol did. It's totally her fault.
Killed one of theirs.
Yeah, I think that this is a really big storyline that they're going to follow.
Do y'all think Carol was... Y'all think Michonne should let Carol shoot Alpha?
Yeah, why not? Why not?
I think it needs to be dealt with, but I don't think in that way, because I think that had she shot Alpha, those other Whisperers had guns and looked like automatic weapons.
Oh, okay. That's true.
They had guns, but did they have guns? I mean, they had guns. They were shiny looking guns. But
I saw one pulled out like a revolver out of the holster. And then, like, from the teaser, we saw one with, like, a rifle. It looked like an automatic weapon.
Yeah.
It wasn't a hunting rifle.
No, it was like...
Yeah, it was a military-grade weapon. So, I mean...
Which is amazing.
I mean, what's Daryl got? A crossbow?
Daryl has the same crossbow he's had since forever.
But, I mean, at this point, Carol is not... What's that dude from Lord of the Rings?
Gandalf.
Why would I be talking about Gandalf when I'm talking about...
I don't know. Because they both have the arrows. White hair.
I'm talking about the bow and arrows.
Legolas.
You shall not pass this border.
That's more like Alpha. Shall not pass. I
still dislike that so much.
How long... Surely she's really good at it by now. How long would it have really just taken her to pull and take out all those walkers? Whispers, I mean.
Not too quick. I mean, especially if everybody hadn't put down their weapons and everything, they probably, if she had went ahead and did it, probably would have had a fighting chance.
I would have loved if Carol had actually had like a secret militia there and they were all surrounded and she just kills Alpha and then all of the rest of them are dead.
That would have been really cool.
But what about Beta?
The herd.
Kill her too. Him. Kill Gamma. Kill Beta.
But they don't know where they're at.
They don't.
They gonna come for them either way.
And they, I mean,
go back to your house. What are they gonna do? They got one gun.
They're worried about the horde.
And four bullets.
They're worried about the horde, like tens of thousands of walkers.
Which may not exist.
That's what I'm so confused. Why didn't Daryl say I was just down there and wasn't no walkers there?
Because she could have.
Because they just spent 48 hours fighting them off.
And but they thought that was her. Lydia said, and it makes sense. That's not Alpha. Mm-hmm. That's not the Whisperers.
Okay, speaking of, do you think Lydia's a spy? How did Alpha know about all three times? Surely there's not somebody that just tracking them the entire time. Or there's got to be a mole.
I think that there could be a mole, but I don't think it's Lydia.
And how do you have a mole that doesn't like, oh man, this is pretty good living?
I mean, you got people who don't even live there who are saying that. Yeah, you got people traveling with you.
I think there's a mole, but it's like one of the ones that was there when she beheaded everyone. And she's like, I need you to go back, stay there, and just let me know.
Yeah.
Just like they had the moles in the fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But those are like short term. That's different.
I don't feel like it's Lydia though, because Lydia. I mean, Alpha killed Henry.
Yeah,
Lydia but can't just act like that might was be no
feeling,
big deal.
She's obviously feeling disconnected from everybody.
Because everybody keeps treating her like you are garbage and evil. Mm-hmm. Get out of here.
And even if you look at the teaser for the next episode,
Lydia does this thing.
And they're telling her, you need to get out of here, whatever. And the silence whispers on her door. And she's like, I'm not just going to sit down and take it. I'm going to stand up and do something about it. Or whatever. Yeah. She said something to that effect.
But I don't know if she's a mole. I feel like that's too obvious.
Well, I mean, like right now, because they're obviously off of Lydia's comic book trait. You got a crazy hair.
Yeah, the top's swapping.
So yeah, they're obviously off of Lydia's comic book track. So where do you think they're going, Quinn, based on what you read in the comic about her?
I honestly don't know. Cause like, she's just after the beheading and everything, like her and Carl are just kind of together. She goes back, she lives, and she's kind of fades into the background. She's just kind of a regular character that's just like a love interest of Carl's off and on.
Yeah, but right now there's no Carl. There's no Carl, Henry.
There's no nothing.
There's no point for her to be there other than just a foil.
I think they're connecting her story with Negan's.
Mm. Oh, snap. Well, that's one possibility. If they still go the route of we're going to send Negan in there to kill them, and like somehow they find out that Alpha is like, I miss my daughter, and like they send Lydia and Negan to get him in there so he can do the job, I think that might be the only other thing she's here for, is like their way back in. Because I don't see, like, I don't
see... But everybody thinks Lydia's dead.
They do.
She told everybody that she killed Lydia.
Yeah.
Beta's the only one that knows. So surely...
But she would meet Lydia alone if Lydia did want to meet.
That's true.
And that's one way to get Alpha alone. And then little pig, let me in.
Back to the lanes.
But I don't know. I feel like we're still not going to have answers to this until a couple episodes later.
Right.
Because if you saw the sneak peek for next week, it's definitely at Hilltop. And Hilltop's falling.
It seems like this is... I like what they're doing with the time elements that they like kind of set up in the first episode. And they're kind of like, you know, doing some of that here. Which I thought was really effective to just show... the time passing and then just the heaviness of it and everything. But it seems like this is kind of like, based on what Eugene said, like that's what it is. It seems like it's pretty obvious.
I don't think it is because they're coming on the hour. Eugene has been able to time them. He says, well, this wave is going to be here in 2 hours and that wave's going to be here in an hour. They're coming at a cycle. I think that might just
be Eugene.
Like his binoculars can see that it's going to take them 2 hours. Well, I mean,
because he can tell, you know, how many clicks out they are.
His mediocre binoculars can...
They're not mediocre. They're pretty good binoculars. Either way, he can tell...
binoculars.
I mean, if somebody can look through a scope and tell how many yards away a deer is...
Yards, then surely, not miles.
He's not looking at miles. I mean, sure.
A horse, it's going to take something 2 hours.
Just because they're moseying.
They walk like this.
Mm-hmm.
That seems a little unrealistic.
I
don't know.
I think these hordes are part of, they're calling in from the forest fire, like Eugene said. And that next episode, when you see the hilltop, it's like them getting the same thing. Because they're coming in from all over with the big thing in the sky and they went towards it.
I don't think it is because of what Judith says in the extended sneak peek where she's talking to Michonne and she says, what if they're just trying to keep us busy and tire us out? So then they have the advantage, but it's not the whispers.
And even,
it's a different big bad, and that's where they introduce
it. During the meeting, during this episode, somebody mentioned that. I can't remember who it was.
It was Carol.
Carol mentioned that.
She's like, maybe they're just trying to tire us out.
Yeah.
But Lydia's like, why would the Whisperers do that? They wouldn't do that. She'd send the whole horde. She wanted you dead, you'd be dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think Alpha doesn't have control of the horde at the moment.
I don't think so either.
And I think like she's like, there won't be any bloodshed because they know, like, I don't think the Whisperers are as a larger group as like the what's left of Kingdom, Hilltop, and Alexandria and Oceanside. They just have the dead on their side, which makes it seem like I don't know how many there really are.
Mm-hmm. And their last little group got disrupted because of Gamma's little sister.
Yeah.
Well, Gamma's little sister doing the baby thing, and then everybody got attacked and stuff. So even the horde that they were trying to build is smaller.
Yeah.
They don't have a horde, you know?
But they don't know that.
But Alpha's not stupid. Why would she try to attack when she doesn't have anything?
Which is why she's playing it the way she's playing it.
Yeah, exactly. She's doing guerrilla warfare right now. But to your point about it possibly being Alpha, it does kind of make sense that it was all those waves were coming, and then it seems like the waves stopped when Gamma showed up, and it was like, all right, now you ready to talk?
No, because
and then they like because they were outside, and maybe they weren't showing Eugene in between or whatever.
Just said it'll be 2 hours and then an hour for this side. Mm-hmm. Gamma comes up. They talk to Gamma, and then when Michonne is telling them where to go, she says, okay, Gabe's group will take the north. Aaron's right. will break up the south before it gets here with Negan. Mm-hmm. Or she doesn't say Negan, Gabe does. And then she says, we'll go meet at the border.
Right, but then when Gamma shows up, they all go into the chapel. And mm-hmm. like there's nothing more to fight. Like they stop coming or something.
They probably had some people like out on the walls watching, but if they have an hour or 2 hours, nothing, they have time.
Exactly.
I don't know if you hear the cat. She's just meowing. She misses us. But yeah, I mean, afterwards they did go out and have to fight some more, you know?
Yeah. So. Yeah. They just had time to talk.
So I guess that builds my argument.
You mean
that they're that they're just the random walkers coming through because they're of the not. Loud noise and everything.
The loud noise. I don't know. I trust Eugene's border.
Eugenius knows.
Eugenius doesn't even know when a girl doesn't like him, wait. Let alone all the science in the world.
Well, that's aww, that's not Eugene. Science. That's human.
Exactly. I said let alone.
Yeah.
If he don't know that, he don't poor know Eugene. Everything. Not poor Eugene. Broke. How many times did you have to creep on somebody having sex with somebody else?
How many times? Like, they showed that once, like, 3 seasons ago.
Yeah.
But to his...
Was that not enough? That I thought was when definitely... I said how many times, yeah, one time was enough.
I'm not defending Eugene's actions, although you're arguing like I am. I'm just saying I felt bad for Eugene because he had this moment of realization. Even Rosita was saying, I'm sorry. And he was like, no, you're right. You know, because what kind of friend am I? Because our entire relationship is predicated on the fact that I thought that one day you would like me. And he left, you know, and I respect him for that. But it is about time that he finally get that.
Exactly. That's why I'm not saying poor yeah. Eugene. Poor right. Eugene nothing.
He's about to die.
I'm just feeling bad because he's feeling bad, and I like Eugene. But I do feel bad for Rosita because, like, she's just like, what the heck, dude? Like, I thought we were friends. And he's like, not really. I'm sorry.
Rosita's like, even though you are the last man on the planet, it still ain't you. It's the apocalypse, and it's Sadiq, Gabriel, dead Abraham, and then you. Yeah, it, wow. But it ain't you.
Dead Abraham, then you.
Wow.
The pain Damn. In that.
I mean, it's real, though. I have no sympathy for Eugene right now, where it's like...
I just want to see him to get together because they're together in the comics. But I think maybe...
He gone.
She cheats
No, I
him.
Think Rosita's gone this season. I think she's gone this season because, Kristen Stratos already has another gig. I think by the mid-season, she's dead, and Eugene's going to take care of the baby.
With
he's
going to
step
milk.
Up and be like, you know what?
He's going to, during this time, he's going to come up with an alternative breast milk solution aside from formula because he doesn't have access to formula, and he's going to be able to take care of the baby on his own.
Yeah, because they're building Rosita up too much. And even that extended scene with Gabriel was like, you're literally the only one that can feed the baby. So,
well, I didn't get to see that. So,
where did she get that mine chainsaw?
What?
The weapon she had. It's not called, that's why I call it, but it has like an actual name. It's
Mayan chainsaw?
Yeah. It's an ancient, like it's designed off of an ancient Mayan blade. It's just like, wood, leather on top of the wood, and then it's supposed to be teeth, but those are obviously like pieces of metal in the on the side, and it's just you use it, and then like you can saw with it, or you can slash with it, or you can just use it to bust somebody on top of the head.
I don't know.
It.
And then Barcode had like a halbert.
Yeah,
a halbert.
I'm like, what? Yeah.
Which was also in the opening. If you notice in the opening, there was like something burning up in the very beginning, and then the trees were on fire. So it seems like they're adding a little bit more every episode, which is pretty cool. But like at the very beginning, when they showed the tree and it burst into birds or whatever, mm-hmm. or no, the bird, it burst into life and the birds flew away. Off to the side, there was like that halberd.
Halberd?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I know from Spider-Man Far From Home. It's a halberd.
And then was the Rick scene in there before?
All season it has been.
This all season? Yeah. Okay. I just time to pay attention, I guess. Mm-hmm.
And then they got the little embers on the Walking Dead text at the end.
Okay. Did you find it?
Okay. It wasn't pulling like a current one up. I'm not hip with the new stuff. I normally have to Google it, so.
We all talk. I'll find it real fast.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't really have any sympathy for Eugene right now and his poor little achy-breaky heart. I just don't have it in me. I don't know who they're going to kill. I'm not really sold on Rosita dying.
Yeah.
I can Sadiq
seems to be having some issues.
Yeah. I can see the plot device that it would have to give another man another baby that's not theirs. Rick has Judith.
Well, now Michonne Aaron has Judith.
Grace.
Yeah. Which we haven't seen her in a while.
Yeah.
And he's going down a dark path right now, so.
Yeah, his little scene with Ian.
Yeah, Aaron's a saint. And he's like, Arr.
Yeah, the blind saint. Like, what? Yeah.
Which plays back to Gabriel.
Yeah, it was so weird and uncomfortable, but I liked it at the same time. I didn't like how Aaron was speaking truth and being real with Negan. And then Negan got the upper hand just because of happenstance.
What do you mean?
Can
you
go when Aaron is like saying, you, if I let Eric down by him dying because I'm the man who was supposed to protect him, then you did the same thing to your wife. How can you sit here and say that to me? That's not okay. That's rude. Well, that's ugly. And then Negan only got the upper hand because the walkers were behind him. He was like, behind you. And they happened to be in that weed stuff that got in his eye.
Mm-hmm.
He has a thing for an arm.
Yeah.
He could have obliterated Negan with one punch and just been like, why don't you shut your mouth?
Speaking of, I think he could have taken Merle too. Just the knife hand.
And so.
It's not that exactly. Yeah. But
that is what she had.
So hers is a bit more modern, but that's an ancient one.
Okay. Yeah. So it's like flat and it's got blades all around it.
Yeah.
I just don't like how it ended because I don't like that Aaron keeps getting knocked on his butt. Like with him running out on the bridge, that was his own stupid choice.
Yeah. But I feel like Negan was trying. And I'm not saying Negan didn't deserve how Aaron was treating him. Because he's definitely earned it. And Aaron hasn't had that one-on-one time with Negan to kind of resolve his issues, you know?
Yeah.
So, and which might be foreshadowing to how Maggie's going to deal with it when she gets back, too.
I like to say, why don't you just leave?
Yeah, because if things keep going as they're going, Negan's going to be like full citizen by the time she gets back.
Yeah.
But I do like the fact that they didn't just take it for granted. Okay, Negan's back now. Like, he still has to prove himself.
Yep.
And I do like that what he said was going to happen did happen. He was like, hey, man, I really don't want to go out there. They're going to be all like, hey, man, look what you did. Look, you out here with us now. I'm mad. I'm tired. I'm going to beat you up. So I like that, like, he predicted that and stuff. Sorry, I'm keep messing with my hat. My hair is just really bothering me today. I was going to say bugging, and I was going to say bothering and combined a bogging.
Bogging.
I really liked how that played out.
Maybe
but
a toboggan.
A sled? I'm just kidding. I know what a toboggan is.
Depends on where you're from if they call it that.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, while they're taking drinks.
Sorry.
It's all
right. Yeah.
So Negan, the whole Negan, Aaron interaction. Like, yeah, I don't know. I didn't feel like it was unnatural because you know, he was like, all right, I'm taking you back. And he wasn't giving him any slack or whatever. And Negan kind of pushed back a little bit and was like, yeah, you know, I'm not going to tie up like some prisoner of war, which is actually what he is in the first place.
But I get why he wouldn't want to do that in the dark, in the apocalypse, and have his hands tied.
I get that. Yeah.
I mean, like, no, nobody would want to do that.
I mean, but did he tie him up on the way? I don't know.
I think it's because he wouldn't put the crowbar down.
Yeah.
But he did.
He did.
But he picked it back up and was like, hey, man, it saved my life. My stick broke.
Well, yeah. Because he had to reach for it in the moment, but I think Aaron was just looking for a reason.
Yeah, he was.
Like, but he told him to put it back down, and he didn't.
Well, he was trying. He was like, oh, "Come on!" And he ended up putting it back down. But you know, after that run in with Aaron, you know, getting tackled or whatever, he obviously picked it back up. But
yeah,
and
I think he like left Aaron there just to see if he could, you know, if he lives, he lives. If he doesn't, oh well.
Yeah.
Just see
which if I he don't could. Like.
Well, it's, he's still Negan.
Exactly. Yeah. He's still Negan. And I think it was important for them to show that. He hasn't changed. Otherwise, he would have tossed Aaron over on his shoulders, carried him all the way back to Alexandria. Negan hasn't changed.
I think he would. I think wait until
I think it was within the realm of. It's like, okay, he's still, he's not broken, but he's not a bad guy either.
He lied to Aaron.
How?
He was already in that house, sitting there.
He didn't lie.
In the chair, and Aaron's like, how did you see me?
Your light came on. Yeah.
He lied to him. Your light came on. Yeah. He was telling him that he found him because he heard the yelling and his light came on, and that's how he was able to locate him. He didn't tell him, I was already in the house. I could have helped you the whole time.
Yeah.
He lied.
He did lie to him.
He is Negan, but that's what you're
that's
saying.
That's my argument. He is Negan. He hasn't changed that much.
Still Negan.
And I think that it was important for them to show that. Because we haven't seen Negan that
I
much. Mean,
but that, so the, I guess that still gives you the question. I was like, okay, well, he could still go back and forth. It's just enough.
Exactly. Yeah. Just enough that further along in the plot, if he does something, if they send him to Alpha to try and whoop her butt. He's having
fun with him.
Exactly. Yeah. He's going to be like, he's going to trick us. He's going to play both sides of the coin. And we're going to be like, ah, classic Negan. He screwed us over. And then in the end, he's actually going to be on our side.
Mm.
Which happens a lot. Movies and shows do that all the time.
Yeah.
I could name some, but I don't have to. No, I'm just kidding. I couldn't name any right now.
I'm waiting to get Lucille back. That's all I'm waiting on.
I know. Like, he's got a new Lucille, basically.
Yeah.
I know.
So, what did y'all think
about... I did like that interaction, though.
Yeah, it was a really good interaction. It was my favorite part of the episode. What did y'all think of how Michonne was and how she's coming along?
For a second, whenever her and Sadiq were out there by the table, I thought she was going to kiss him. Because it was just like, Michonne, who do you like these days? I was so confused. Like, their interaction just seemed really calm and really comfortable with each other, which there's nothing wrong with that, but she isn't even like that chill with Daryl or anybody else. So like the conversation, but not in, I don't know, it for a second I thought she might.
I don't know, the way I took it was that she was just like, hey man, how you doing, because he's kind of pushing back when people were checking on him.
After I ended, I was like, oh, okay, she's just checking in on him. No big deal. But in the moment watching it, I was like, is she going to kiss him? This is weird.
Maybe you just wanted her to.
Ugh. I don't want anybody to kiss Sadiq. He's a freak.
Sadiq's a freak.
Exactly. He barely even takes care of his own baby.
But he's like, he's the head doctor running all the show, and he's having like,
PTSD
issues. Yeah, super bad.
But I don't know. Like, he refuses any help. Like, even
that's why he's a freak.
Yeah.
Even when Dante was road, like
approaching him, you know, and he was just like, how dare you talk to me?
How dare you sit down and try and bring me alcohol that's obviously moonshine to take my mind off of things? Really? In the apocalypse, y'all are really worried about me.
He's like so stubborn. he's so thick-headed about it that, like, when he was trying to take the glass out of Carol's arm, he was just like, I'm just going to risk messing up her arm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so,
I don't know about killer, but...
She could have bled to death.
I mean, he stabbed an artery. Yeah, he could have, like, gotten up in there and, like, nicked the artery and is like, whoops, now we have a whole new problem.
Now Carol and Aaron are going to relate on a whole other level. That's going to be a Carol I want to see.
Bow and arrow for Carol.
No, so. Yeah, this is the bow.
Yeah, she just had like a built-in crossbow. Like,
why would you have a crossbow, though? That'd be way too hard. Well,
because her arm is like, I don't know. I don't know.
No.
Either way makes sense.
I don't know. I felt like there was a lot of substance this episode and bits and little pieces that were easy to chew up. It wasn't too much. It was really well-paced.
I do have really a question. Collective. What do you make of Carol's vision where she was coming downstairs after she had slept and it was Daryl that was the dad?
Oh, yeah.
No, it wasn't Daryl that it was the dad.
When he pulled out cash, I was like, this ain't the apocalypse.
When she said that about jam, I was like, girl, what are you doing? No, this ain't real.
No jam. Oh.
I don't think that it was meant to insinuate that she cared to be in a relationship with Daryl, because the only reason Henry was there was to wake her up, was to take it to a nightmare. Mm. Henry wasn't sitting at the table to begin with. And so I don't think that he was like the dad figure. I think it would have been awkward.
Because he's making a breakfast.
But it would have been weird if it was Ezekiel. It wasn't supposed to be Gary. Like, who else would it have been?
She could have just came downstairs and started making breakfast. Ain't nobody got to be there.
No, the $20 bill. What was she going to do? Say out loud, I guess I'm going to go to the grocery store for some jam because we don't have any. So let me get this $20 bill out of my purse. I mean, it wouldn't have served the same purpose.
I think Daryl is where she feels most comfortable.
Where it was a dream.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to keep the dream alive.
No.
Carol and Daryl.
Daryl and Connie, still got which some, makes Carol. Flame it's there. Fine. We're not dead inside. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. So, we talked about the pills.
Pills, baby. Jean Ralph.
How Michonne is handling it with her being the mom that never sleeps anyways. And little grown man Judith, not supposed to sleep when there's danger around.
Make sure it's safe before you go to sleep. That's what you always said. Is it safe?
She's like,
I'm trying to figure out if I can sleep now. I've been up as long as you.
And I'm like,
sitting in this dang chair the whole time.
Like, is RJ real? He just not moving.
He is sleeping like a baby.
He's a mannequin.
He's sleeping like he is. Is he dead? Is she just keeping the body? Oh no.
Whole new level of terror.
The governor.
So that was weird that he was sleeping so much. That's literally what I was about to say next.
Well, he's a kid taking naps.
I guess, but it was like daytime. Yeah, I guess. Now.
Yeah, Judith is. I was 48 hours, so it was two full days.
And
Judith's all of like 10, just staring at the window. You know, she got the revolver just like around the corner.
And were no other adults there just in case? Michonne, you don't have a just in case after everything that's happened.
She do. It's called Grown Man Judith.
I guess that's right. But Grown Man Judith probably still has to move a chair over to get the jelly off the kitchen. Jam, I mean. Either way, that's it seemed a little. Yeah, exactly. I can't reach this jam. I guess I'll go buy some more.
Henry? Oh.
Yeah.
All right. So was there anything else in the episode or do we need to wrap this part up?
Did we talk about whether we thought Alpha should have been shot? I feel like we vaguely touched on it, but I don't know.
I don't think she should because I feel like it would have made things worse in that moment.
It would have made things way worse.
Yeah, but Carol did just make them worse. She killed a Whisperer.
Well, that was, I mean, that was an accident. It would have been immediately worse. Like right now, yes, some people are probably going to die. But in that moment, almost everybody could have died.
And can we talk about for a second how Carol walked literally right into a trap?
I know.
Super right into a trap. She was.
The whispers are setting traps now? Like, when was that a thing?
That's why I think this one whisper was a rogue whisper.
Yeah, that's why I thought it was part of a dream, because when Daryl and Michonne and them came in, there were whispers all around, but they were kind of like the angle is like almost like they were not. It was hard to tell unless you were looking for them or something.
Wait, what?
The angle when Daryl and Michonne and them came in looking for Carol, they didn't make it obvious that the whisper, as far as I could tell, they didn't make it obvious that she was still surrounded by whispers. But he did say she fell and cut her arm. But
she wasn't surrounded by whispers.
I'm sorry, not whispers, walkers. But I didn't.
That's a vital mess up.
That might have been something that I missed when I was watching the episode, but it didn't seem like she was surrounded by bodies. But she might have been, you know what I mean? I don't remember. It's still kind of hazy, that part, because I only watched it that once. But
I think she hallucinated killing more than what she actually did.
Because that's a lot of bodies. And if you think about how far out they were, like, laying, there's no way she would have been able to reach them all.
I know. And what made me think also that it was a hallucination, even the trap, because Daryl and Carol, or not Carol, but Michonne didn't go like, what the heck is this? You know, why is there a trap, you know, or whatever. And they just kind of glossed over that, you know.
Yeah.
But and maybe that was just a story element. How else would the one whisperer have gotten away? Carol wouldn't have let that live.
Yeah.
So I think it was a trap.
Which is weird.
Yeah. It was a weird setup. And I'll have to go back and watch it. But if you guys have comments about that, let us know down below and tweet us or whatever. But yeah, help us figure that out. Like there was definitely some play going along to kind of skirt over some things and make you not notice certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a lot of things guessing. To look back on to see how much of an unreliable narrator Carol was.
Yeah.
Super unreliable.
But I did like that the one whisper being in the gym or wherever she was at when she got into the trap confirmed that the other whispers had been around the camp, and when she shot at them, that was real because the one whisperer was there. Yeah. And I felt like it was meant to confirm that.
Daryl didn't even blink when she asked him too. She's like, "Yeah, I believe you."
What? He definitely paused.
Did he?
Yeah.
It was a slight pause. Yeah, he did pause.
Okay. And that's when it went and showed. But I mean, I don't know. I mean, could that have just been a dream sequence and they didn't allude to it? I don't know.
If that was a dream sequence, I can't believe anything I watch on that show anymore.
Or anything ever. Yeah. Is my life even real? I'm in the Matrix.
With the thing where Carol actually saw Alpha at the end of last episode or the first episode, I'm thinking this is real because they're not going that deep into hallucinations.
I mean, it's only to propel the micro story of Carol's sanity. That was
the other thing. When they were at the border, Alpha said y'all crossed 3 times. She didn't mention the time that like her and Carol just stared at each other across the canyon.
Yeah.
Because technically that's their border.
Oh, okay.
Right. Well, I'm saying...
No, I mean, that was the same time that they were over there for the satellite. So I guess it was...
Okay, I guess she's counted as one.
But to count it as one, definitely, like, she could have counted it as a fourth. Like, no, you didn't just come over there for that. You also came a snooping.
Yeah.
So she could have pushed it into a fourth and started a war. So she's definitely playing the long game of, like, I know I don't have enough people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it does beg the question is why she didn't address that and make a big deal out of Carol and be like, and you... You know what I mean? But Carol started that instead of Alpha.
Because I think she knows. I mean, she made it a point that she knows that she was Henry's mother. And she kind of could feel that, like, you know, you have Lydia. I took Henry, but I was taking Henry to hurt Lydia, but also hurt you. So mother to mother, deep down, I'm kind of sorry, but not really.
Yeah.
But now that makes me kind of question the scene where they were at the canyon with the horde, because Daryl didn't say oh, well, the last time I was down at the canyon, there weren't any walkers.
I know, right?
He said tens of thousands.
You'd think that would play into it. That would matter.
Yeah.
Is that it? You think that's just a mess up? Like, he didn't even
mention that.
You think that's just a mess up, a slip up?
I think he's doing it on purpose because he doesn't want... Because he
doesn't want to fight.
He doesn't want to fight this war. And, like, he wants them gone, but he doesn't want everyone just, like, gear up and go out there and, like, he'd be wrong. Like, she could have just moved her.
Yeah, that's true. He doesn't
know for sure. So
but you'd think that would be a big deal. He'd come back and be like, hey, they're not there anymore. What is going on?
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. Oh,
that's weird. I feel like there's going to be a lot explored in this season.
I think he at least told Michonne, but Michonne's like, well, you keep it to yourself until we know for sure that they don't have the hoard.
Yeah, I would like to see that interchange, like what happened, why that's not being mentioned.
Yeah, because, I mean, they didn't even go back and were like, oh, for sure, we saw Alpha. Like, they didn't even say anything.
Yeah, like, they're definitely here, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big deal. I think, yeah, absolutely. That should have been addressed at some point.
Yeah, because, even a little.
Yeah, I mean, if I was a council member and then somebody's like, oh, yeah, by the way, 3 months ago I was at the thing and they weren't even there.
The same day that satellite came down and that there was that fire and we went over there and got it, I definitely saw Alpha in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's important. And super that was, important. You literally could have covered that in the next episode in the first 2.5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, maybe that didn't happen, but it seemed like with when it showed episode 2, Alpha's side of things, that it did happen because it showed from her point of view.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
she's an unreliable narrator, too.
Yeah. Maybe. But yeah. Unless they're having like a group dream, I don't see how that's.
It's not lost. Get out of here.
Yeah.
This is getting weird.
Yep. Yep. So, that's it for this episode. Next on The Walking Dead, episode 4 is called Silence the Whisperers, which is kind of like the tagline for this whole season. So maybe this is going to be like, we were hoping that, well, this episode did kind of kick things off and culminate, mm-hmm. but nobody died.
No.
So maybe this one is going to be like, or maybe we're just going to have more tension built, but hopefully this will be the episode that makes... worthy the tagline Silence Whispers, where the tide turns or whatever. So the description is, excuse me, let me get my movie voice on. Still paranoid Alexandrians get I'm sorry. Yep. I'm not Quinn. I'm not even going to try. Still paranoid Alexandrians get riled up over the whispers and they take their fear out on Negan at Hilltop. The group deals with an unexpected safety issue.
Huh.
Which is definitely walkers.
Do you think that? Well, I mean, they're obviously a safety issue, but.
Well, I'm saying like the same type of groups that seemed like they were coming at them. Hilltop isn't quite defended for that type of constant walker type thing.
Hilltop's got big log walls.
Log walls?
Log walls? Are they log walls?
No.
They're like
metal.
No, because remember when they were standing up on top of them, they were shaved into a point. And they were wooden pikes, kind of, not pikes, but I mean, they're like Alexander trees has, up on end, you know?
Yeah. I don't know.
Alexander
anymore.
Has metal walls.
Yeah.
The Hilltop does have wood walls.
Yeah, it's like a log cabin looking thing.
Yeah.
Only standing up straight instead of sideways.
And they got that like second part that when you have the farm and you have
and then the little fence.
Yep.
Yeah. And so, it even this episode looked like Alexandria. They had kind of made like an exterior wall beyond the main wall.
And they have a little secret get out hole.
What?
Hidey hole.
How they got out from under the wall.
Oh.
Remember how Henry and Abigail or Addie or something?
Oh, yeah. But Alexandra has that too. Remember how they got out with Carl?
Yeah. So, I mean, you're right. Like, unexpected safety issue. I think they're revealing that the hordes that are coming are being sent by someone else.
Hmm. I don't think that's necessarily I wouldn't describe that as a safety issue, an unexpected safety issue.
Maybe the hordes aren't getting sent by somebody else, but sent by an after effect that somebody else is doing.
Hmm.
They might be like clearing out a whole bunch of zombies and like forcing them to leave somehow.
Maybe. I really don't know. Kind of taking this episode at a time.
They're getting riled up, though. Mm-hmm. So, poor Negan. Okay. So, we're going to be at so, from the teaser, it looked like we're transitioning to Hilltop, like traveling to Hilltop. But it seems like we're still going to be hanging out at Alexandria some, while, because it says they take the fear out on Negan, and that seems to be one of the main points of the description here. Mm-hmm. Although in the teaser, we do see a lot of Hilltop. So I guess it looks like they're splitting between.
They probably left Negan alone with Aaron again.
Yeah. Except they're buddies now, so...
Definitely not.
Buddies.
Right. Blind leading the blind.
Yeah. Just an uneasy trust, kind of like him and Gabriel. It's like peanut butter, meat, jelly. So maybe that's foreshadowing. It's like they're going to be like just badass duos, buddies, you know.
But they secretly hate each other. That'll be fun.
Anything else on that?
I think
where not. You think it's going?
I think it's heading to a twist on the how it ends in the comics. Super hard twist, but ultimately the same place, because they somehow ultimately get there, whether it be a line change or just things happen out of order. I think we're still gonna have,
there's so many missing elements right now. You know, Carl and Rick and
poor Carl. Carl, Rick, Angela, but she's been dead for a while. Michonne's still here. Daryl's not a thing. And Tyrese.
Poor Tyrese. Who's basically Daryl.
So we'll see where it ends up. It hopefully will end up with Negan taking Alpha's head with her machete.
Yeah. And see, Michonne has Andrea's, and then Carol has Michonne's story, basically.
But Michonne might be getting some of her own story back, because she's about to start kissing Ezekiel.
So a lot of remix going on.
We'll see what happens. All right.
So thanks for joining us. We hope you'll join us again next week live on YouTube, Sunday 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. And please like, subscribe, hit the little bell icon so that you know when we drop a new video. And podcast listeners, please leave us 5 stars in your podcast app. And don't forget to check out the website at www.broken.picturesno.com. And don't forget to catch the FOMO show on Tuesday mornings, 10 a.m. here on YouTube, Central Standard Time. This is Dylan.
And I'm Lydia.
This is Quinn.
And we'll see you next time. Peace.
Bye.